And now, it's time for your reality check. And here's the reality coach himself, Mr. Nigel Booth.
Welcome to the Reality Check. My name is Nigel Booth, the Reality Coach, and we are here today and we are going to start the year off with a real big bang. We're going to share with you today a change management process. How do you change your thoughts? How do you change your emotions, etc., etc.? And over the next sort of 6 or 7 weeks, we're going to sort of build on it and we're going to go deeper and deeper and deeper and give you the opportunity, whilst at home listening to this, is to take that opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to have a go at this. You've got nothing to lose and possibly everything to gain. But before we get into it, I just want to say a great big hello to the man in the chair, Captain, of course. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, doing great, thank you.
Good week?
Yeah, it's been an interesting one, a few ups and downs. Had a really good start to the week. So Monday, Tuesday, I was just, I don't know, something just clicked in me and I was just on it, like getting everything done work-wise, house was tidy and everything. And then yesterday on Wednesday, I just had a bit of a crash, really, where it was just like I was really struggling to get motivated. And yeah, it's one of those. I don't know whether it's because I had such a good Monday and Tuesday, I just burnt out. I did my full 5 days in 2 days and then had nothing left to give. I don't know.
Isn't it strange that, you know, and I'm talking to a lot of people right now, particularly the new year, and everybody tends to sort of either do the new year's resolutions or they don't. And the vast majority of people that I'm talking to about new year's resolutions have already failed.
Yeah.
You know, and they do go at it. And we all do. We go at it with a gust and thought, this is it. And without putting too much thought in it, before you know it, you're back to where it is that you were, or you're giving it up.
And then, like we talked about before, the worst thing you can do at that point is go, ah, well, I'll just wait till January 2024.
Absolutely.
It's, start again the next day or the next week. But
That's today's show's about. It's about starting again.
Because you can't change what's just happened. You know, I can't change the Wednesday that I had. I just have to kind of, all I can really do is analyse it and try and take something from it so I know what to do next time.
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good point, you know. And I think we've talked on numerous occasions on the show about the here and now, living in the present.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of people, and I say a lot of people, me included, that sort of spend time reflecting over our past and sort of almost believing that that's the stuff that pushes me forward. And then we spend some of our time projecting forward and worrying about what will happen or what won't happen, or what are the opportunities. And we kind of forget the here and now, here.
Which is the only thing that really matters anyway. But I think it's everything, all of the information that we're fed and everything that we get from everywhere is all focused on either, what have you done to get to where you are today and where are you going? And look at this person over here that's got more things than you.
Absolutely.
And that pushes people away from living in the present and living in a, you know, where you're not living being yourself, really, are you?
It's quite strange, really, Glenn, because, you know, over the last 12 months, you know, we were tending to be letting go of all the restrictions from the pandemic, you know, and I know that COVID is still out there and the stories of it rising and falling and different strains, et cetera, et cetera. But I also think we tend to hold on to things for way too long.
Yeah.
We always allow ourselves to be letting go of something. It's okay, I'm not getting stressed, but I'm just letting it go and I'm just settling into a new me or a new regime or whatever. And before you know it, it's like a lot of things. You can find yourself 12 months after an event or 2 years or a decade or for longer than that, that you're still wound up about what's
happened.
Yeah,
you haven't dealt with it and got closure
and
moved on, really, which is...
And one of the things that we want to sort of go through over the next 6 or 7 weeks are certain things like letting go of letting go. And what that means is that, like, we're going to be honest with ourselves and we're not going to sort of allow that excuse or that reason for not doing something to be able to sort of stop us. We're going to find a way forward. Definitely find a way forward on a positive note.
The Reality Check with the Reality Coach, Nigel Booth.
Now, talking about taking me back, that's something that we want to do today. We want to take you back to who it is that you really are. Now, bearing in mind what we're going to be doing over the next few weeks, we're going to be sharing with you a process that you can try at home. So the first question that I've got for you out there is, who are you really? And I really want to, I'm going to ask it again. Who are you really? And when I say that, I don't mean that you are living a false life, or you're lying about things, or, you know, you're pretending to be somebody. But the vast majority of people that I talk to, and the vast majority of people that I know, they actually have got something inside of them that they want to do, something that they want to improve, they want to gain better things. But there is something that is stopping them from doing that. So they actually then put this mask on, and they actually start to present themselves to something different to who they really are. And we kind of get used to that. And we have those reoccurring thoughts in our head as, oh, I wish I could do that. Or, yeah, but it never happened for me. Or if this happened, then I could do that. And like I say, that question is, and the reason I ask the question is, who are you really? Is because that's got to be the starting point. We've got to find a process of being able to decide between all of those different thought processes that we have about the different sides of our life, the different emotions that we have about the different sections of our life, and being able to come down to this really universal one soul thing that says, this is me. This is who I am. Because the moment that you can actually start to identify and accept, this is who I am, and I have to accept me 100% of who it is that I am. And it's very difficult at times to sort of go through the process of being able to figure out, because a lot of the times when we are deciding that enough is enough, I need to do something different, when we haven't got a process, a tangible process, you know, something to hold on to or something to work through, very quickly, as we were saying earlier on in the show, is that you say, okay, well, it's not, I'll wait till next January. No, don't wait. We've got to do this now. How difficult is it to change the way that you think that you are? It's not easy.
No.
And I want to share with you something, and share with our listeners something that happened to me only the other day. And for all our listeners, it was my birthday yesterday. And yesterday I was 21,550 days old. Putting that into years, it's 59 years old.
I was going to say, I can't work that out that quickly. And I think you're being a little bit evasive. Most people just go with years. But well, why? Why do you do it in days?
Because I think that, and again, always the question is out of those 21,550 days, how many of those 21,050 days have I been authentically me? When you do years, it doesn't seem a great deal. 59 years, well, how many of those years? Well, I don't know, not many. But when you're talking 21,500 days of being you. And guys, if you're out there and you're wondering how many days that you've been alive, all you've got to do is to go into Google and type in how many days from the date of your birth, and it'll bring it up.
Yeah.
And like I say, I do that. But we were talking on my eve of my birthday, and we were talking about a particular program on TV, and Sharon had said, and we said, what, I think it was called Traitor Within the Friends or something like that. I can't quite remember what it was called. But Sharon had said, oh, it's a true story. And I was on the computer at the time. She said, oh, it's a true story. I said, oh, great, okay. So a short while later, we started to get it up on the TV, and I read the top, and it said something like explaining what it was, and then it was saying about what the word is, if I'm being honest with you, but it was saying that it was a non-fictional documentary, and I said to Sharon, well, it can't be non-fictional, because you said it was true.
Non-fiction, yeah. Non-fiction is fiction is story. Non-fiction okay. is not fiction. It's factual.
In my head, for 59 years, I've always thought that non-fiction means fantasy.
Ah.
And I'm going to explain how it actually really battered my head, and it is still battering my head.
The Reality Check with the reality coach, Nigel Booth.
Now, getting back to this thing of me going through 59 years of thinking non-fictional meant that it was like fantasy. Yeah. And Sharon had said to me, and I was sitting there, and I said, well, you said that this was true, and it's not true. It's not. And then she explained it.
Yeah.
And all of, and I had to even go on to Google.
I know, and I can't believe that hasn't come up at some point before in your life. You know, you having a conversation with somebody and someone just pointing out, oh, I think you got that the wrong way around. Or
that
just,
was the
people big, love correcting people.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was the two shocks. The first thing is, and I'd actually said to Sharon, I think I said this to you earlier, if somebody had turned around to me and said, you've been naming the days of the week the wrong way round, you've been saying Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and it was wrong, and actually it is Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That was the level of shock, because no one's ever said to me, ever.
Yeah.
And there is the point. There is the point, because we go through life saying things that aren't correct, doing things that are out of character. Nobody, or very few people, pick you up on it.
No.
And it's one of the biggest downfalls that we all have.
Mm.
You know, we talk on the show on a regular basis about reaching out and supporting people with a mental health problem. Or if you've got a mental health problem, reaching out and talking. We talk, everybody needs to start to have conversations about themselves.
Yeah.
But we have all got into that mode of, well, I better not say something. I wouldn't want to hurt their feelings. Or, you know, well, it's one of them things. Whereas for me, it's like, why hasn't somebody said to me in the past that actually, you're wrong, Nigel, because non-fictional means that it's the truth.
Yeah.
And Sharon did explain, and she said it was a very common misconception, and you know, a lot of people think that non-fiction is fantasy. The reason I share it is because the difficulty I am now having, and it's only been a couple of days, but the difficulty I am having being able to adjust the way that I think and feel about that particular word, non-fiction and fiction, and put it into the right context, it takes a lot.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the same thing when people are going through changes, when they're going from one lifestyle to another. It is really, really hard work because you have to focus on it.
Yeah, and you've got to go against something that you thought to be true for such a long, well, for your whole life.
59 years.
Yeah.
And like
I said, I mean, I don't know whether you understood the concept of fiction versus non-fiction in your early years.
That's right.
But, you know, yeah, I get what you're saying.
You can say, well, I can say.
Maybe you did.
I don't know. I don't think I did. And the reason I share that is because it is hard. Don't be sitting out there, guys, and thinking that we're sitting here thinking, oh, it's easy. All you've got to say is this, or you've got to think that.
No, it's not easy at all.
Not at all.
No, I mean, even just this week, you know, what I mentioned earlier on the show about having two really good days and then a bit of a kind of less productive day. It's funny, we talk about it and we say it is a choice, and it is a choice. You do choose to reframe things or to be, but you've still got to have the energy and make that decision to do that. And sometimes I'm not strong enough to do that. On certain days, I know that the good thing to do would be to down tools, go for a walk, and have a little word for myself and a little pep talk.
Absolutely.
But sometimes I'm just not strong enough to do that. But this week I was, and it was, and it did make the rest of the afternoon on the Wednesday much better, because I just sort of, and I was in the house on my own, so I didn't feel self-conscious or anything talking out loud. And, you know, I just had a little chat with myself, like, look, you've got this, and you know, why are you shying away from these things that, you know, make that sales call or make the, you know, you've got this and you can do it. And it's just that kind of, that where, so almost like self-belief and build it back in again, because we're all guilty of that thing.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about the reality check, you know, and not only do we have the radio show as the reality check, you know, but we have the interventions around the reality check, and you know, we have the social media platforms around the reality check. And generally speaking, the reason that we do the reality check, because we want it to be a positive intervention. Generally speaking, it's taken on board at times as a negative intervention. Mm. But we'll go through that shortly in a little while.
The reality check with the reality coach, Nigel Booth.
Today we are talking about how do we start to actually make that change in the things that we want to do, things that we want to stop and the things that we want to start. And we were just talking a little bit there about asking that question of who is it that you really are, really, truly are. Now, there are some people that would argue the point that, you know, it's very difficult to go out there and just be who it is that you are, because you may become quite vulnerable, you know, and if you're going to sort of be completely different, it may not suit lots and lots of people. But the thing is, for me, the moment that we actually start recognizing the way that I am presenting myself, it doesn't feel right. It's no longer hitting the target. It's not giving me the value that I want. that's where we really have got to start to be looking at things. So what I want to do today is not just ask that question of who it is that you really are. I want you to take some time to answer that question. So if you're out there listening to it today, I don't want you to give it that just that thought that says, well, I'm me. Because that's what most people say, well, I'm me.
Yeah, you know, natural reaction to it.
Absolutely. But when we recognise that we are completely different to every single individual that we meet, we have different thoughts about them, different feelings, even down to children. Now, okay, you know, I've got three children and I love them all. And, you know, you say that you treat them all the same, but no, we don't. You know, I treat my son because he is different to one of my daughters, and I treat them differently to my other daughter because they're all different and they're all unique.
Yeah.
You know, and it's the same for us. What we've got to be able to do is to go back and really go back to the basics of who it is that you are. Now, one of the things that you can do, and we talked about this coming to the end of last year, about the rules of life.
Yeah.
And we were talking about being honest. Now, one of the things that you can do is begin to recognize of how do you actually get to who it is that you are. And that comes from the first point of how you describe yourself.
Yeah.
And we've talked about the self-talk before. Thoughts become things. The way that you think about you and the way that you describe yourself ultimately is who you become.
Yeah. And so it's almost like your value systems and your what's important to you and how you feel about certain things give you an idea of. Because we have that quite naturally, don't we? Sometimes it's like, and it can be completely opposed. Well, it often is completely opposed to somebody else, you know, be it a political viewpoint, or any viewpoint, really.
Absolutely.
But we quite quickly, without giving it too much thought, often know where we sit on a particular issue. It's quite easy to go, oh, yeah, well, I think this.
That's right.
But where does that come from?
Again, going back to what we were just talking about, for almost 59 years, I thought nonfiction meant that it was a fantasy.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that we recognize that I've been thinking this way for a long time. But actually, when you ask yourself the question honestly and answer honestly, you know, is that really you? So when you get a thought that says, that's who I am, that's how I describe myself. And you know, you really intervene and you become your own observer and you observe how you say things. A lot of the time you'll find, actually, no, that's not really what I think or what I really feel. I'm just saying that because it's easy. I don't want to hurt someone's feelings or it fits in with everything. And, well, that's what I've said for decades. This is where I've got to be saying to you, and I don't want you to be throwing the baby out with the bathwater and just say, going to give everything up. Not at all. But we do want you to be asking that question of who am I really? And just taking a bit of time out to sort of listen to the answers and really so and be honest with it. You know, a lot of people, when they're going through change, we actually become our own worst enemy because the first things that we say, I can't do that. It won't happen to me. That's not the kind of person that I am that would happen. And generally speaking, you have to stop yourself straight away. And if we're talking about changing something, we do have to remember that there is a part of us. If we're going to change something, then it has to stop. And a lot of people just sort of say, oh, well, baby steps. We'll do a little bit today and a little bit tomorrow. But there's certain things that you can do it straight away. Straight away. One of the things that I'd like to do, if that's okay, Glenn, is to share with our listeners, because I know that you have, and we were speaking a couple of weeks ago, how you've talked about the confidence that you now have about going into a business meeting, into a network group that you host, doing the radio show. You know, over the last sort of 14 months that you've been doing this, how, you know, the difference in you. And I wonder whether you could share with our listeners, what is the difference? Because when we first start, we know it's not easy when, you know, to sit there on our own and say, I want to change and then make that, you know, a lot of the time we all need to have some support, somebody to talk to. And we call them our companions.
Yeah.
You know, so what is the difference that listeners could actually expect to see at the point of where they say, okay, enough is enough?
Yeah, definitely. So for me, with the radio, what I found really interesting was, like most new things, whenever you're going in to do a new thing, there's all sorts of anxieties that often come about. And I remember actually coming on, because originally before co-hosting with you, I came on as a guest of the Reality Check. And I remember even for that being a bit nervous the day before, you know, and a bit like, well, I've never been on the radio before as a guest or otherwise, you know. And And I had to kind of overcome that. But like anything, you know, you feel those feelings inside you. And I think it's kind of, it's left over from it, an inbuilt instinctive kind of, we've talked loads about this before. But yeah, like an inbuilt instinctive thing to, it's a protection mechanism for you. And you have to kind of talk your way past it to you, with your self-talk, and past it and be like, no, it's going to be okay. I'm not going to get injured or die doing it. Well, I mean, it's highly unlikely.
Unless you're in a radio studio.
I mean, you know, never say never. And I work in insurance, so I know things happen. But yeah, generally, it's going to be quite safe. And
so what was it that, again, trying to sort of translate this over for all listeners.
Sure.
So what was it that you were thinking and feeling? I know that you say I was a bit nervous, but nervous of what?
I suppose it's like the perception of how people will receive what I've got to say and what they might think about me. And, you know, we naturally are like, well, what if they just think, well, who's this guy? Like, what's he talking about?
Yeah.
What's it? And then obviously started hosting the show with you. And then each week I'd still turn up to do the show and I'd be a little bit nervous and a little bit, you know. And I think I talked a bit about this last week when talking about going to networking meetings, but it's exactly the same. Is that you don't notice the day that you turn up and you feel absolutely calm. But I know that now when I turn up to do this show, I don't even really, you know, I don't even have to really think about it. There's no aspect of it. I've not got the sweaty palms and the heartbeat. I haven't got any of that because I'm in a comfortable environment now that has become familiar to me.
Yep.
But also the more and more we do this, the more it's kind of, it seems natural.
And I
think you can apply that logic to anything that you choose to do. The first time you go and do something, it's going to be nerve-wracking.
Yep.
It's going to make you feel anxious. And that's actually okay as well, isn't it? To lean into that and be like, well, that's...
I think it is what's really important for us to share today as well is that, you are going to be nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't give in to that voice that's telling, or you'll never do anything.
You won't. So what you've got to do, and I don't want to nick somebody else's sort of strapline here, but just do it.
Yeah, just
do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
You know, and it really is. It makes such a difference. You were talking about, you know, you had Monday, Tuesday, getting up and saying, cracking on, and you did so well.
Yeah.
Did so well. Guys out there, what I want you to do today is to ask yourself that question, who am I really? And I want you to sort of log in next week and let's carry on with this sort of exploration of who it is that you really are.
Absolutely.
Until then, have a fantastic week and we'll talk to you next week.
Get in touch with The Reality Coach and be part of The Reality Check. Email nigel@therealitycoach.co.uk. Thanks for listening. Until next time.